Not necessarily the chart that you want to top. The Australian Navy has topped a table of bad behaviour across the Defence Forces. So far this year, a total of 27 serious so-called hot incident briefs, which is a fairly unfortunate expression, has been recorded. These include criminal incidents such as sexual assault, arson and illicit drug use. Surprisingly, it's not just new recruits who are giving the top brass a headache. More than half of the incidents reported were caused by senior staffers, and even though the Navy has fewer personnel than the Army and the Air Force, a higher proportion of incidents have been reported amongst Navy staff. So what is it about the Navy or life at sea that appears to be causing all the trouble? Ian McFedrin is the National Defence Writer for News Limited, and he joins us now. Good evening, Ian.
G'day, Julian. How are you?
I am very well. Now, look, what types of incidents are we talking about in these hot incident briefs, and how is it that we found out about them?
Well, most of the things seem to be associated with alcohol and sexual assault. We've found out about them because they're publishing these hot issue briefs now. The minister, soon after he came in, decided to release them all under a Freedom of Information request. And then he said, well, if we're going to release them now, we may as well just keep on releasing them. So they have. So we're able to tally them up every so often and see how they're running. And that's what I did for this story.
Is there any suggestion that the immediate release of the figures has a deterrent effect on the sort of discipline within the armed forces? Or is it just that we now have access to the numbers sooner?
I think it's probably a bit of both. I mean, I think the numbers have dropped off a little bit since they decided to release them. You know, they used to be a lot more of these hot issue briefs written. It used to be secretly written for the minister and the senior officers. But now that they're releasing them publicly, the numbers seem to have dropped off a bit, which I guess is not a surprise. But it's certainly a deterrent value, I think, to know that this behaviour will become public. And, you know, I think it's a good thing, obviously.
So what are the numbers? And why do you think the Navy in particular seems to be faring worse?
I think the Navy has a few real behavioural issues. I think when you lock up young people on a ship for months on end, I suppose you shouldn't be surprised if they play up a bit when they come to shore. And I think that's what's happened here. You know, there's a lot of time spent at sea, and a lot of time spent without a drink or without anything to entertain you. And when they come to shore, they tend to go off, I guess.
That being the case, have the figures for hot incident briefs traditionally been higher for the Navy, or does it seem like there's been a decline in that area?
I think the Navy's always had an issue with their behaviour, and I think that the behaviour in the Navy tends to be more aberrant because of what I just said to you about them being locked up together. How do you solve this problem? I don't know. I mean, it's a big problem for the top brass, and I think they're going to have to spend more time dealing with, given that they've had all these inquiries into this sort of behaviour over the last few months.
One of the arguments that's often put is that although there are a disturbing number of incidents in simple numbers, the Australian Defence Force itself has a staff of, I think it's nearly 59,000 people. More than half are under 25. So if we compare the number of incidents with the general population, is it a statistically higher number of incidents, or are the Defence Force is kind of relatively doing quite well?
Well, I think they probably are. I mean, I think that the problem is that these incidents become a bit consistent. You know, the issue of sexual misbehaviour and alcohol abuse seems to have a consistent pattern to it in the Defence Forces, and particularly in the Navy. And I think this is where the problem is. I mean, you know, of course, young people play up everywhere in all areas of society, but these people are representing their country. They're taxpayer funded. They're being well trained and paid for by us, the taxpayer. It's not too much to expect them to behave themselves.
There's obviously been a fair deal of tension between the Defence Force leadership and Stephen Smith as Defence Minister. Do you have a sense of how these latest figures are playing out in terms of that tension?
Well, I think Stephen Smith and the Chiefs do have a little bit of tension going on, but he's pretty fed up with this sort of stuff. You know, he's been shocked by some of these reports, the DLA Piper report into the ADFA, you know, business with the Skype sex scandal, the Broderick report into sexual harassment and so on. I think Smith's been pretty shocked by some of this stuff, and he really does want to, I think, in his term in the job, try and do something about it. Now, many have tried before him and many have failed, so we've got to wish him well. But, yeah, it's not a happy relationship in a lot of cases because of these issues.
Yeah, there does seem to have been, if you like, some perhaps deliberately positive but at the same time vague discussion of the possibility of a royal commission to try and, I suppose, flesh all these issues out. What are the prospects that the government will actually take action on a proposal like that?
Well, I think that there's a very good chance that they'll do that. The big issue, of course, is that the Royal Commission will open an enormous can of worms. It will cost a lot of money and could take a long time. But I think if you want to lance a boil like this and you know, get it out into the open and get it sorted finally, then a thing like a Royal Commission would be the way to do it. And I think the government and Smith in particular are favouring that course of action at the moment. And we'll know about that in the next month or two. So it could be a very interesting outcome.
If it happens, though, I suppose, by the time it actually revs up, as you say, it'll probably be a problem for the next government to deal with the substance of it.
I think so. These things take a long time, as you say. There's a lot of lawyers involved. It becomes very, very expensive. But, you know, at the end of the day, there are almost 1,000 credible incidents of serious misbehaviour being reported under the DLA Piper Review, and there's a lot more that I know of that weren't reported to that review. So it's a serious issue, and it needs to be resolved one way or the other.
Ian McFedrin, thanks very much for joining us on RN Drive this evening.
Pleasure, Julian. Thank you.
That is Ian McFedrin, the National Defence Writer for News Limited.